share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. After the border between Malaysia and Singapore have reopened, Singaporean drivers have flocked to the country to take advantage of our cheaper fuel. Drivers from Singapore have been spotted attempting all sorts of methods to try and maximize the fuel intake in their vehicles. Recently, a Honda Freed car with a Singaporean number plate was caught using a wheel chock, which is normally used to prevent stationary vehicles from shifting or moving when they are not in use, to slightly tilt the car in an attempt to maximize its fuel intake. A picture of the incident, which allegedly happened at a petrol station in Johor Bahru, went viral after it was shared on the SG Road Vigilante Facebook group. 4 May 2022 Patron wheel chock provided at Malaysia petrol station quoted who say Malaysia dangerous and unsafe. Their petrol station got wheel chock 1 lei. Makiam SAF. Posted by SG Road Vigilante, SGRV on Tuesday, May 3, 2022. Users condemned, Kiasu. Singaporean driver. Although it is unknown if the wheel chock belonged to the petrol station or the car owner, some users took to the platform to criticize the Singaporean driver for resorting to such practices. To the owner of the car, if petrol cost is really a burden to you, I would advise you to give up the car ownership. Said a user, if you really want to drive to Malaysia, please rent a car as it will be better. Meanwhile, another user commented, I suggest petrol kiosks in JB to reconstruct the pump lanes slanted to a certain angle, so that cheapos from Singapore don't need to do all these stunts. Some users called on the Singaporean authorities to take action against such practices to prevent more in the future. Minister, please revoke his passport. Making a shame of our Singapore. Woodland checkpoint, please note this car number, said a user. Another stated, we need a more dynamic leader. One who will personally revoke the passport of people like that. Quote. Some argued that the method actually works. On the other hand, some netizens argued that the method actually works. That's why we tilt our glass while pouring beer. The less the bubbles, the more the beer. Who said we are stupid, commented a user. What do you think of the method? Does it actually work? Let us know in the comments. Also read. Watch. Machines left stranded on highways as petrol stations run out of RON95. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.